please.
Next application is case number 11-432, the application of Michael, I'm going to tear this one up, Kurzaja. Man. That's fine. Northeast of Coastal Highway, Route 1, 105 feet southeast of Carolina Street and northwest of Dewey Beach, with a 911 address of 20973A Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID reference of District 334, map 20.09, parcel 184, and being Unit A, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 7.9-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for the porch on Route 1, requesting a 3.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an open unenclosed porch, or open unenclosed deck, excuse me, and requesting a 0.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for the dwelling, which is nonconforming. Gentlemen, we had no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you Thank state you, your Mr. name and address for the record?
My name is Matthew Maffa. I live at 19046 Perry Lane, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you spell your last name for me?
M-O-F-F-A.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Very well.
I'm here the homeowner I'm doing work for, he built the property approximately 2 years ago. And there was an existing covered front porch on the property, as you can see from the survey. And there's also an existing deck off the side that are non-conforming. To me, from looking at the materials, they're probably built 10, 15 years ago. I checked with planning and zoning, and there was no building permit on record for that. I didn't do that work. That's why I'm here, to request the variance. For the front porch and the side deck. With this piece of property, the foundation of the home actually sits right on your setback lines. So any improvement needed to any of these decks or porches would require a variance. So I mean, I guess that's the uniqueness, is that, you know, the property sits, you know, right on the property lines. The front door is raised, so there does need to be the porch to enter the home, along with the side porch. That's also, there's a screen porch in the back that also requires a porch to get into that as well. It does, you know, affect the development of the property, because you can't do anything to the outside without being nonconforming. Is the variance necessary for reasonable use of the property? I mean, you need a porch to be able to get into your front door. The side deck as well, you know, it needs to be there to be able to enter the property. As far as effects on the surroundings, everybody in this stretch, just between Rehoboth and Dewey, everybody has porches on the front. Most of the properties are actually a lot closer to Route 1 than this one actually set, you know, with the porch. So, I mean, there really is no effect on the surroundings. It's not going to be an eyesore. It's not going to stand out from anything. That's about it.
All right. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
With the with the work that you're planning on doing, will it encroach any more into the setback than it already is encroaching?
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Beckert?
You're rebuilding these porches? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
We're going to update them and give the front of his house a whole new look.
Okay, so you really have make no a further encroachments. How about the shower?
That's only going to encroach like 0.3 feet.
Okay, but that's going to be new construction. It's not going to be renovation.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. No more other questions.
Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
The deck and the porch currently exist as the same size as what you're proposing.
The only thing we're going to do is we're going to widen them. We're not going to encroach any further into the setback. We're just going to lengthen them, I guess you would say, to make them run longer along the house.
Mr. Lank, has previously a variance has been approved for this?
Let me see.
Remember, this list is a couple years old.
So it's...
That'd give us anything new.
So it's
you indicated...
You're going to update it, but you're going to go out...
Yeah, just widen it. We're not going to approach any further than what's there.
Like that, you can make it longer.
Yeah, we're going to make it longer, but that won't encroach into the side setbacks. It's only
how long,
the...
How long did you say that deck's been up there? The old one now.
The old one is like 8x8.
8x8.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to make it 8x28. They're just going to go the length of the front of the home.
How long has that been up there, did you say?
I would say the existing porch is probably 10 to 15 years, something like that, just from looking at it. Now, I didn't do the previous work, so okay. My company, we always get our permits. That's why I'm here to make sure everything is done right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
How about the one in the front yard? Was that 8x8 as well previously?
Yes.
So yeah, that's going from... What about the one on the side yard?
Yeah, it was like 8.3 feet by, I think it was 10 foot wide, somewhere in that neighborhood. But we're, like I said, we're not going to encroach any more into the setback than the one that already is there.
So the one that's there now was only 1.4 feet from the side property line?
Yes. It's 8.3 off the home.
So you're going to be able to do that without trespassing on a neighbor?
Yes. There's a fence line there. Like basically, it's just off that fence line. And it's a 6-foot privacy fence, so.
You had a question, John, you asked a question about the previous variances. I don't see any listed for this parcel. The closest one was parcel 185, just to the north of it on the side street, had a variance for a side and front. There wasn't anything on this parcel listed.
So the porch may have been built with a house, but the deck may have been added later.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no variance reference.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
The proposed shower, is that physically attached or is it unattached?
It'd be unattached from the home.
There won't be any nuts, bolts, screws?
Not into the home. Okay. It'd just be 4x4s with the 6-foot privacy fence.
If you had attached it physically, it would have to meet the 10-foot setback requirement.
Okay.
The way you're doing, that's why I asked.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're okay.
So it can be 5 foot off the property line,
yeah,
if it's unattached.
It's basically accessory, it's physically unattached to the unit.
So that's not necessary.
Can the deck on the side yard be any narrower?
Yeah. I said the 8.3, it gives you about a foot from the fence to the edge of the deck. For it to be a usable deck, you know, with a grill or, you know, tables and chairs, something like that, you could probably cut it back a little bit.
A little bit as in inches or feet?
I mean, I wouldn't really necessarily go. I could go back to 7 feet instead of, you know, your 8.3, which is shown.
Whose fence is it? Is it your applicant's or is it the neighboring property?
I believe it's his fence because he has the same fence that goes up around the front as well.
Okay. So if it's his fence, if we're going to grant a variance, whether it's right to the fence or whether it's not, if he owns a fence, what difference does it make?
Right.
Doesn't make any.
Okay. Is this two separate dwellings on this property?
It's actually zoned condominium. There's his is the front one, then there's kind of one in between. And it's two. The back one's divided into two separate units.
Gotcha.
But there's the access is off a side street over there for the back ones.
So it's like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's actually, I guess it's a hotel or something right next door, and it's a mess.
Is that what's on 187?
I'm sorry?
What's on 187? Up in the corner there.
Yep.
That's the parcel.
No?
parcel 187, mm-hmm. right next to 184. Do you have a tax map there?
No, I don't have a tax map.
The corner next to the deck. What's on that lot?
That's on the left-hand side.
Facing the property to the left.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's a home.
A home.
It faces the side street.
Yeah. The motel is on the right.
The motel is on the right, yes, sir. The
motel's on the right.
Yeah, so that actually is way out there towards Route 1.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 11,432 under advisement.
Second. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,432 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And again, sir, your case has been taken under advisement, and what that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or call the office in the morning after 9.
Thank you. Okay.